Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to an expert talk from November 2019. Mr. Udo Fischer, Senior Sales Manager, Textilwirtschaft, presents Sustainability Data by Textilwirtschaft.
Okay, so here we start. Hi, everybody. My name is Udo Fischer. I'm working for the Textilwirtschaft, the leading German B2B fashion magazine. And today I don't want to talk about trends or something else. I want to show you some naked data, which are very interesting. We surveyed this in the summertime. And just to give you a short overview what we are going to see. We do an industry study and a trade study. We ask several persons about their opinion, their meanings, their thinking of developments, etc. about sustainability. So we take a short, a really short look on the society. We take a look for the industry, the retail, and the end to the consumers, meaning about this really, really big thing. Okay, let's start. What does the society think about it? Number one, starting in August 2018, a big movement started, as everybody know. Greta Thunberg started her movement for Save the Future. And but in the end, the awareness is not only in a nation or not in a generation. It's across all the world, across all the ages. So we have those artists for futures. We have the scientists for futures, entrepreneurs for futures. And the movement is going over Sweden, or starting in Sweden, going to Australia, England, Italy, Germany. I can give you several numbers of countries. And in the end, since March 19, it's reached Japan, Mexico, Chile, Philippines, and also India. So the society started a big pressure, and also to the industry. And we have an interview with our editor, Tobias Bayer. He asked several persons, and we have one statement from the head of Europe from the VF Group. Most of you know this, Martinos Gabia. And he said, in the end, this is a consequence of the Zeitgeist. Yeah, and what is very, very important to be not responsibility or not sustainability will be not acceptable anymore. So there is a big movement going on. So this brings us to the question in the end, where we are and where do you want to go? And for this reason, we ask the retailers and the industry, and now we come to the naked numbers. But don't be worried, our marketing does a great job. We have also nice pictures, it's not only boring numbers. So what does the industry think about the whole thing? LVMH, a big luxury concern, everybody know it. Louis Vuitton, Christian Dior belong to. They get a cooperation with Stella McCartney. And this cooperation, for this, they hope that Stella is an ambassador for them to transport the spirit of the sustainability of LVMH. What we ask for, 61% of the retailers does approach and use regarding sustainability. But as everybody knows, there is always a but. 59% said most of our retailers are not willing to pay higher prices for fair fashion. This is a little bit sad, but in the end, it's the naked truth. Also, a next statement or a next question we ask, and this is very nice, yeah, in nearly, let me say, most of the industry companies, they are starting to reduce energy, water, and waste. And what is also very nice to see, 89% of the industry take care of the reduction of oddments. Very interesting to see what happened in the development for the next 5 years. Yeah, we asked them, where do you see you now and how do you see you in 5 years? Actually, today, 42% the companies see themselves that they take care in terms of sustainability. In 5 years, So. No. It's their opinion right now, so it's not. It's absolutely. It's not individual. It's their own feeling, how they feel right now, and how they see themselves maybe with a kind of program or what else in 5 years. It's their own opinion right now. And how do also the question is how they see themselves in 5 years. So very good question, yeah. And to see a little bit more in detail, what we see before was an average. So if we take care, do we have a pointer here as well? Yeah. Does it work like this? No, okay. Anyway, when we cluster this a little bit more, how do they see themselves in 5 years? You see there is a big willing to be more sustainable in 5 years than today. Yeah. Also here we got a statement. Sustainability is more important to us than profit. As we see, momently we have only a quarter of them, or a little bit higher than a quarter, which say this, that sustainability is up than the profit. And this was for us really surprising, that also the industry said we are in favor of the legislation to give companies tough guidelines for sustainability. For us, it was really surprising. Normally, everybody say, oh, no, not, no more legislation. But here, we said we need it also from the countries to go for laws to have a higher protection, fair and environment friendly. Coming to the certifications. Now we see we ask them how many of you have certified products. We see just right now after this we see also a list of the several certifications, and 62% said yes, we have certified products. And from this 62%. They have only 38% of the share of all products are certified with a certification. And then we ask another question. What are the most important, or with which standard certifications you work with? And here you see the list, Ecotex, BSCI, GOTS are in the leading role, and we ask, don't forget this, we are a German trade magazine, we ask the German companies. So this is the situation we have right now here in Germany. Certifications, as we know, is really, really important to give also the consumer a good guideline in the end to trust in. After this, after the industry, we ask the retail, as you know. And what does the retail think about? A big campaign by P&C, it's a big retailer in Germany. It's be mindful, be attentive. This was the slogan, or this is the slogan of the autumn campaign. Which take care about the sustainable part. And for this, they shoot only brands with a sustainable approach, like Armed Angel, Close, or Tommy Hilfiger, and put out the specialized thing from the several products. And then we ask them, do you have sustainable labels in stock, or are you planning to buy them? And what we see starting from, maybe June edition of Berlin Fashion Week, the sustainable part is coming more and more. Momently, 58% of the retailers said, yes, we have them in stock. But 29 said, right now, not. But we are planning in the next 2 years. So this is an increasing part. And only 13% said, no, actually, we are not planning to do so. Also, not in the next 2 years. When you ask the retailers, are your customers want to have you a sustainable fashion in the store? It's only 35% said, yes. Our customers ask for this. So for a conclusion, being naked is a number one. Most or more sustainable option is number two. So when we go back, do you stock sustainable labels or do you have sustainable range of products? 58% said this, but the share of sales is only 20%. But in 2 years, they think it's about 36%. Also, this is increasing. There's also a chance when you work with sustainable fashion, because more than three thirds said fair fashion is a good opportunity for improving our shop image. So there's also a chance to work in fair fashion or in sustainable fashion. And now this is very interesting for the industry. What does the retailer said? How is the share of ordering eco-collections? This is increasing. So in spring-summer to spring-summer the year after, it's more than doubled. And we think this movement will going on. ...62% of the companies offered certified products, and this is also what the retail want to have, to have a clear sign of a certified and sustainable products, because it's very difficult to explain to the customer what is this label standing for, etc. And so also for these numbers, we're looking forward to have this raising up. Okay, as we said, there is always a but. The half of the retailers said our customers are not willing to pay the required prices for fair fashion. And then in the end, what do customers think about it? Sustainability is the most urgent project of our time. This is a result of our survey we do, what I show in the beginning. And when we're going on, we have three different statements, like 70% agree that is relevant to buy clothes for the future time. Sustainability is very, very important. And also, fashion brands should speak out in favor of fair labor conditions in procurement countries. Sorry, it's 29%. So also, everybody know about this Rana Plaza in Bangladesh. And it's more and more important also to have these fair conditions in the production. And in the end, only 20% said it's very important for me, or it's important for me, that companies also engage in social projects. But also for this, we expect that this number will raising up. . 30% of women and 30% of men said when they're buying jeans, yeah, they pay attention to sustainability aspects. So I also worked in the, or work a lot with the denim mills, and for them the sustainability part in the moment is a really, really big thing, and they invest a lot of money there. And now the next step is to get together with the industry to have also the garment in a sustainable way. What is very good, and this brings me nearly to the end, is when we ask the industry and the retailers, you see the industry is nearly 100%. The retailers, two of three. We have a focus on sustainability. And this is what we all hope, that this movement will going on. I think the time is momently absolutely right for this. And as I said, I don't want to bore you with naked numbers. Brings me to the end. And of course, if you have any question about, feel free to ask me. And for next, this one I take a little bit longer. We had in beginning of October, where we also have these results from in our magazine. We have this free of charge on our website as an ebook. We have also copies at our stand. Please feel free, come around. And for me, thank you very much that you listen to me. I'm not used to speak, so hopefully you don't feel it. But if you have any question, feel free, come around. And I wish you a great day. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other expert talks, go to performancedays.com. Copyright November 2019 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.